This connects to something that Jeremy and I, Kevin DeFrango, were talking about off air here. But I would be interested. Like, I remember how angry I was when Load came out by Metallica, and how much of the shift in songs there were. And you were saying how that there were some good songs on there, and it made me think about. It was a few years ago now, but I really gave Bad Religion's Infected a re-listen. You know, that had been an album that I was just like, I fucking hate this album. What is wrong with these guys? You know, when it came out, and then I gave it a re-listen, you know, like 5 or so years ago, and I'm just like, okay, like I was like, okay, this just wasn't their best stuff. Like, that's all there was to it. Like, that it wasn't anything more and or less than that. Like, there were some okay songs on there. It just was not a terribly good album. Other good stuff came out after that. Yeah, it was not the apocalypse or anything like that I felt like it was at the time that it ended up happening. And I wonder if you know, I wonder what my view would be on Load these days, just because I definitely would be less angry about the situation. I'd be interested to see what I might like a little bit more. I still think it's probably going to be a little too light for my taste, given that in general I've listened to ever heavier music as I've gotten older.
Well, I mean, both of our tastes have expanded, and it's like, does this get to the point like we're not music snobs, right? You know, I love listening to music. I can tell you if I don't like something. I don't really know, like, I just like certain things. And like, it doesn't really matter the genre of it so much anymore. But yeah, I still gravitate straight to heavier stuff. I mean, there's no way around it. So,
Yeah, there's definitely that. I guess I've kind of learned that that whole pay attention to the background music kind of thing. Because I remember it was years ago at this point that Shahid's like, oh, you've definitely heard that song. He's like, he's on this and this commercial. I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah, I know who that is. You know, like it was some rap or hip hop star that I was by name unfamiliar with. But it's just like, oh, no, that shit's out there. You've heard it. Don't worry about
Yeah,
it.
but there's still those times though. That's not the case. You know, like, no, you've definitely heard this. I'm like, then you don't know me. You know what I mean? Like, no, there's no, unless it's in a commercial, like you just said, sure. I don't listen to the radio. I don't listen to popular music. It's not going to come. Like, have you heard of Sabrina Carpenter? We'll use her as an example. Have you heard of the person at
Well,
least?
because of the divergent tastes in this very household here,
Oh, okay.
that answer is yes.
Okay, so I've never heard a song by her.
Now, hearing a song and knowing of her are two different
Exactly.
things.
Exactly.
But because I'm trying to think, like I definitely have heard Christmas songs by her,
Wow.
100%.
Okay.
Just again, given the nature of our listening relationship, Christmas music is a valid listing for, you know, like a weekend a year.
Man, there's so many people have done Christmas albums, whether, you know, like ironically or non-ironically. I mean, Twisted Sister has one. The Bad Religion has a Christmas album,
I
you
got
know?
tired of doing the conventional and did one of the newer, although they've still been around kind of a while at this point, the Dolly Rots, a pop punk
Oh
band
my
that I
God, I haven't listened to
enjoy
them forever.
quite a bit. They have a Christmas album, and I even put on, like, you can just put on Spotify, just like punk Christmas songs, and like there are multiple lists that you can use
Yeah.
to, because yeah, Christmas is a very popular music genre that can really be found all over the place. But I feel like I've heard some more traditional, obviously, Christmas music with Sabrina Carpenter at some junction.
Yeah, I'd never heard of her, and then I guess she came out with an album where she's like in a dog leash or like sexed up, and I'm like, okay, I don't know, I've
Oh
had,
yeah, she does not follow that kind of thing well enough
okay,
for me to get
oh,
involved in that. It's just like she can be somewhat dispassionate about the situation
yeah, it's like.
to a certain degree.
I was talking to Chris about this. It's like, we're getting older, right? And I don't want to turn into those people. I very carefully try not to be that person anymore, like be that person to where they're like, oh my God, can you believe this? Like, we talked about stuff like this before, but like,
Oh
yeah, I can. Why is
oh.
anybody of our generation offended by something or like shocked by something? Like, we had Marilyn Manson, okay? Going back before that, we had Madonna, Boy George when we were little. Like
No.
all of the stuff people are like, the word outrage gets used way too much, obviously. But any of the
Oh
stuff people are outraged
yeah.
about, it's like, you're the same age as I am. Did you forget everything that came when we were young? Shut up.
There's been a certain amount of I feel like I'm living through Groundhog's Day all over
Yeah.
again at this juncture in time. It's just like, hold on, I thought we covered these topics 30 years ago, and we didn't really, we all agreed we didn't need to rehash them, but shit, here we are 30 years later saying that we need to rehash these things.
Yeah, and it's like, I guess that's why I kind of like groan when I see like contemporary artists now doing like shocking things, and everyone, and now people either severely fake outraged by it, which is always fake, it always has been
Oh.
fake, and then the other people who are outright cheerleading it, like, oh my God, you're a queen, you're slaying it. I'm like, what is this? Well, like, all right, so Boy George came out, and everyone's like, is that a guy or a woman? And then there was like, the unspoken, well, he's gay. Well, no, he's not.
Oh.
We doing this? Okay. We're kids though. We're kids. We didn't know.
oh yeah.
Yeah. Then Madonna comes out. You remember the scandal when like Playboy, or was it Playboy or Penthouse, released her tryout photos before she was famous?
Oh.
And she was like, she posed naked? Like, okay. And
Yeah.
then she had an
Yeah.
entire book called Sex, where she's naked with jizz on her in it. Hey, the
Yeah.
stuff we're getting now,
Coffee
you,
table material there.
that is exactly what that book
For
was.
some people, for some people. Definitely not for my parents,
No, yes, true. And I'm sure your parents
but
probably didn't like that. I know my mom probably didn't like it. Cool. But that's what it was supposed to be. So it's like, but
Oh
aren't,
yeah.
but it's like that generation should be gone. Like, we
Oh
saw it all.
yeah, that's what I'm like. I do just sit there. I'm like, it's all out there on the internet, and none of it's going away. Like, so
Yeah.
what are we doing here?
Like, I.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, we're wasting time being
That's why
like.
I'm. It's not that I'm a positive Pete necessarily, but it's just like,
You
no,
aren't.
I'm just going to deal with the people that I want to deal with, and everyone else can fuck off as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but I find myself getting in that trap of like, I will just topical or whatever. The topic of the day is like the whole Bad Bunny thing.
Oh.
And it's like, listen, I'm gonna be dead honest here. That halftime show stunk.
I loved it.
It wasn't good from a production standpoint. He sounded bad. I think they did him dirty. I honestly think it was supposed to be lip synced over for TV, and they didn't do it because I watched Backlash 2023, as I said in the group chat. They played his song, obviously, and it sounded good. So I'm not a
Oh
Bad
man.
Bunny hater at all. I'm just saying that wasn't good. Like the sound quality, I don't care
Oh.
about him dancing around doing whatever. I don't care. But like,
The sound quality is still not something that I worry about at the Super Bowl.
but we used
Because
to
I
have
don't
acts
feel
that
like
did though.
anyone has sounded good there necessarily.
Well, I mean, recently not so much, no. But when they used to just put like a concert on, now it's changed. It's more of a performance. You know, like the one guy The Weeknd, I don't even think he was in the stadium at all for that. It was like
Oh.
the show's become for television only for the most part, to where it used to be for inside the stadium. So
I did kind of laugh when I think I saw it before the wife showed it to me about someone's angle from like the 100s of the performance,
I saw those too.
and I'm just like, yeah, I'm not surprised. Like, it reminds me of us sitting in the 100s for WrestleMania that first time in Detroit, and
Oh
we're
God, we're
just
at the bottom corner of the floor. Ugh. That
yeah,
was stupid.
just an absolute terrible spot to be in, because
Yeah.
you don't have any angle to see any of the action. You're not in a good space to look at any of the TVs, especially at Ford Field at the time. I'm
Yeah.
not sure if that problem's been resolved now or not. I can't really remember. I know that I've been there since multiple times, but
That's the only time I've been there.
yeah, a
Yeah.
couple of MAC championship games up there. Yeah, at least three MAC championship games up there. So
Oh, wow. Well, don't see that happen
no
anytime soon.
no
So,
victories. Um
yeah.
uh,
But no, like the Bad Bunny thing, though, man. Like, I'm watching it going, he is mumbling. Like, we've heard his music. And by the way,
oh
I mean,
yeah, like
you can
yeah.
attest. I think the only exposure we have to him is through wrestling. Like,
Oh yeah.
that's it.
Yeah.
And I
Yeah,
have
'cause
no.
I don't e even with the wife's expanded taste, he's not really on the list. Like, I feel like she does do some like workout routines to his music 'cause she likes that
That
kind
makes
of
sense, hearing it.
yeah.
Yeah.
She kind of likes that type of music for her workouts.
Yeah.
So I do think that it's more of that kind of music for her than a in the car
Yeah.
listening experience
Yeah. But that, like, the sound,
situation.
like, his voice, the sound didn't match. It wasn't good.
Oh.
And then my problem with the production was that what this happened, was it last? Well, no, last year was Kendrick Lamar, right?
Oh, I ended up looking that up. I believe he was last
Okay.
year.
Now, I saw his after the fact because I broke my 2-year ban of watching the Super Bowl because the Lions didn't even make the playoffs. But the Kendrick Lamar one I thought was good, but they, all right, it goes back to what I was saying, like they do it for TV and I want to see more of the
No.
spectacle. So I understand he's the star. You want to get him on screen as much as you can, right? I understand that. But you've got all of this stage setup, all of this choreography of, and this goes to Bad Bunny too, by the way. More so a Bad Bunny than Kendrick Lamar. You've got this huge spectacle going on, and we don't get to see any of it. So there's select shots where they would draw out a little bit further. Like when Lady Gaga appeared, and you get a little bit more of the stage of people surrounding, but when it was him, it was just concentrating just on him. And like, I don't know if you've seen Instagram videos, like the palm trees, those were people.
Oh, yes, I'd
Like,
was informed of that.
yeah, like I wanted to
Because
see
they
that sort of stuff. That's just, that's,
yeah, I guess I thought they had a decent enough set of wide shots, honestly.
I'm picky, so maybe that part's just
Yeah.
me. But it's like
But
watching like a big
yeah,
battle and only getting the close-ups of people fighting. I want to see everyone going at it,
oh yeah, I am definitely
So.
not a 'cause who did do that close up stuff with the fights? Just 'cause
A
some
lot
of
of low
it,
budget movies do that.
well, I feel like it used to be a thing and it's less of a thing now. Like, I feel like there is a director that was known for kind of doing the really close cropped fights there at some juncture, but I feel like in general they've been a little more wide shot here recently, because like now it's like everyone's got to prove that they like worked hard to be an actor and they took like 6 months of jujitsu just for the part or whatever.
It sure did.
I
Oh,
went
and
to gun camp with the FBI or whatever, whatever
that'd be
they
fun.
do, or like I feel like there are all kinds of stories like that
Yeah, like Keanu Reeves
out
and
there.
John Wick, that sort of stuff, which is wild to see him doing that. And to round out this really weird intro to the show, I have load the album tracks up. One, two, three, maybe four songs I could actually say are like I'll listen to again. That's House of Jack Built, King Nothing, Hero of the Day, and Bleeding Me. When Bleeding Me is a long song, I forgot. It's 8 minutes long. Damn.
Yeah, I do believe I liked King Nothing. So that one is on the list. The other ones, I'm not sure that I'm terribly familiar with
Two
the
by four is not bad. Forgot.
with the names to grant them any type of review status.
Yeah. I just remember when the album was coming out and the first video was Until It Sleeps. And I was like, what the hell is this? It never picks up. It's melodic. I'm like, you've been gone. You haven't made an album in what, 10 years or whatever it was, however long it was. And this is the first, not 10 years, but like, this is the first thing.
It did feel like there was quite a gap there. And
5 years, 96.
oh, okay,
So,
you have the you have the list there.
yeah, because Black Album. Yeah, Black Album was 91. And Justice for All was 88. So yeah, that's a long time. So, but yeah. And I don't know if we were recording, but I'm trying to think of the Akron Music Clubs, by the way. There was the Akron Agora, the Crypt. No, that wouldn't have been it.
No.
Was it the Inner Belt?
Wasn't that the
That
gay
sounds.
club?
Well, it does say Notable Dance Club. Sorry, that's not it. I think you're
Yeah,
right.
well, I'm just gonna say that I did attend said said event twice. Yeah, twice.
Yeah, I'm trying. I looked up
Danced with
90s
a
music
gentleman
club,
the one
and
time.
yeah, I don't know, but anyways. So just to clarify again, I ain't a Bad Bunny hater because that match from 2023 with him and Damian Priest, dude, it is wildly good. And knowing like at the time he was one of the world's biggest recording artists, according to Michael Cole, obviously.
Yeah, and he still seems to be
It does, yeah.
if the numbers that I've seen in multiple locations are correct,
Yeah.
that's a lot of listens that that gentleman gets on Spotify there.
And then this, but our generation's mad because there's this like, what, like, where did you guys take a turn? But it's just like, one, to get upset by the Super Bowl's just stupid, unless your team loses, of course. But like we saw a
Oh.
titty. That was the greatest Super Bowl show ever. No one talks about anymore. All they're just like, oh my God, can you believe that? Like, that was pretty sweet, right? But no?
Yeah.
Okay then.
Titty Gate's been drowned out now.
Dirty titties. God. Yeah. Who back then didn't want to see Janet Jackson naked? Everyone else didn't, huh? Oh, okay. Liars. Fucking liars. God. Yeah, we had that Rolling Stone cover with Janet Jackson on it. And I think it was her boyfriend at the time holding her tits. And everyone freaked out about that. And it's like, what's the problem?
Yeah, nothing,
Yeah.
nothing new to see here, guys. Just
Yeah.
keep on moving,
Yeah.
keep on moving.
Yeah, I guess what that butts bothers me too is like it just the people outraged, the people cheerleading the stuff. Like, just shut up. You've seen it done already. You know, like right, and before we were even born, Alice Cooper. You know, well, maybe we were born. I don't remember his time frame. He was the,
Yeah.
you know, it's like that's that goofy schlock he does now was what he was doing in the 70s. This is what got you guys? Like, come on.
Oh yeah, that's another one that I do love to look back, and you're just like, hold on, this is what raised all the hackles over here.
It
Cause,
is
and I
pretty
think
fucked.
we've talked about it too. Kiss, you know, I'm like, huh? How'd this get people all pissed off? Like, this is just standard rock music. Like,
That's all Kiss is. And that got terrible. Real terrible.
you know, like, it's so bizarre, like that upset people at some juncture. It's just like, huh? Like, it isn't even Kiss wasn't a surprise to be out there, you know, on TV. Like, when I started hearing Pantera on a regular basis, I'm just like, okay, this is starting to get weird. Where that, you know, like, kind of any musical genre in some way or another is out there and played on a regular basis. You just look in the right location.
Yes, and
So,
I don't know, man.
yeah,
Try
and
not
I
to
mean,
get old
hey,
where everyone else is.
if you didn't want to watch Bad Bunny, go ahead and, I don't know, turn on the Puppy Bowl or something. I don't know. Like,
We
I.
had the other one. What was that called?
Oh, yeah. Turning Point USA with Kid Rock.
Okay. And a bunch of other guys too, apparently. All right, we don't do politics here, so that's not what this is going to be about. Turning Point, right? The Turning Point something? I don't know.
Turning Point USA, yes.
Okay, thank you. I never heard of that until this thing, so I was like, okay. Did you see him performing?
I saw the crowd, I believe, and it looked as bad as one of those concerts I went to recently that I personally enjoyed, but there has not been someone that A just kind of got overinflated sense of himself
You
somewhere along
think?
the line about how good he really is.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, it is. Yeah,
So,
it is wild what happened there.
is. He came out with a fur coat, dressed like a pimp, with a midget dwarf guy who used to rap with him, a band that looks but just as bizarre as he did, and he killed it for like two albums.
Yeah, a black drummer, a black
Yeah.
female drummer.
Yeah. And then nothing. Okay, everyone has a downturn, right? What the hell is this downturn? So you didn't see, like, he's been accused of lip syncing, right?
Oh, have
Did
not
you
seen
see?
these charges.
He says he wasn't. So, Kevin, explain this to me. All right. So you can see me, right? I've got the mic right here, right? Yeah. No, and now all of a sudden, the exact same. I've got the mic all the way over here, so I'm not listening. What do I sound?
For those playing along at home, Jeremy has his
Oh my
microphone
God.
extended away from him.
But I would sound the exact same. Like, just, yeah, just say you did it for production. Like, just.
Oh yeah, there's definitely no shame
Well, I think there's a
in
shame in
lip
it if you're going to
syncing.
brag about being this great performer and then you go and lip sync the show and then lie that you didn't, you know? So,
Oh,
whereas Bad
jeez.
Bunny at least tried to go live, to me, it didn't work. I still think I think it was supposed to be post-production, but.
Yeah, I do think, 'cause it seems like the general consensus that I read is that pretty much any of the performers these days are not singing at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, that would make sense. Well, yeah,
You know,
and it's like they turn the mic on in between, but gross.
yeah. So I was just like, okay, I mean, I guess if that's the expectation, is they want the spectacle more than the music, because I mean, I definitely remember one that is up our alley, that is more spectacle than quality. Rob Zombie always had a little bit of a questionable singing performance,
Yes, yeah, I know.
because gentlemen like to run around, but was not in terribly good shape, and boy, did that hurt things. Like, the production was fan like I never loved a
Yeah.
production more than that. Like, the bullshit that he pulls off for his shows was just like one of those things that kind of got me more on the side of at least sometimes production for concerts,
With the
you
prices
know.
now, they got it. If you're going to an
Oh,
arena or something like that, you
yeah.
better have a show now. But I'm still of the mind, yeah, you have to have a show and you better be singing. I didn't pay to listen to the album, you know? So
Oh.
you can't do it. That's not my problem. Figure it out, you know? So,
Yeah, I do not feel like I've run into this problem personally with
well, we
the
wouldn't.
performance that I have
So.
seen as of late.
Yeah, because like they were
So.
saying, like we're trying to figure out if we're gonna go see AC/DC, just because I've never seen them.
Oh,
So music
yeah.
always sounds fine, right? You know, Angus is a little older, but he can still shred. Brian
Yeah.
Johnson wasn't like the greatest singer. So what do we got to lose? You know, it's not like going to see Motley Crue, where he can't even say like two like
Oh
words in a
yeah,
row, you
Vince
know?
Neil is shot.
Brutal.
Be that yeah,
Brutal.
he is shot.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you did great in your day. Like, let's just
Yeah.
hang it up here.
Where the hell were we? And they started playing Looks That Kill, like came over the sound of the speakers. And I was like, yeah, this song still kicks really good. So, but yeah. I don't know. There's no good segue to wrestling. We had a Bad Bunny. Check out they
Oh
check out
yeah,
2023's Backlash.
hey. Well, I mean, you were talking about political debates and some of that kind of thing. We definitely got our own wrestling debate already handed square to us not long
Yeah.
before hitting record, honestly,
Yeah.
about the WWE noticing that the tickets for WrestleMania are on the slow side to sell here. So I would imagine that they have an eye on this, as everyone must these days, honestly. I would the secondary market here of ticket sales, and I would guess that there are a lot out there, because you
Yeah,
know, I mean,
I brought it
I
up.
would imagine that Ticketmaster technically sold all of their tickets.
No.
Oh no, like, you can still
Absolutely not.
straight up get them from Ticketmaster without a resale tag.
A lot. There's a lot for I looked at Saturday. If their site's acting weird, it's like really, really lagging on here. So, but the lowest ticket price is $258. The lowest. That's insane. Because you know they're selling, yeah, they're selling the 400 sections. All right, so dead center. Let's see.
Oh, is that
This is.
like is that the 300 level for 250? Is that what you're is that what we're looking
Let's
at
see.
here? Or is that like even back of the 300
I'm looking
section?
at dead center, section 438, row 8, seat 17. So you're in the middle. That's dead middle. Each ticket in the 400 section of a domed football stadium, $330.90 each. Now, that includes the fees, blah, 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 right? That does not include taxes. So if you want to get two people to go to sit at the top of the stadium and watch the TVs, because you're not going to see anything. $660 minimum, 700 probably. That's a problem. You know, like let me come up, let me get.
That was the other thing that was honestly comical about this news was that at this time the WWE is not considering a change in ticket pricing. And I'm just like, I don't know, like it. I'm trying to figure out what they need to do at this point to talk anyone into it necessarily.
Well, here's the thing.
Or, if there's anything that they can really do that quickly to change things around. Like I feel like they've kind of set an expectation in a lot of ways for seating price. They do like it just feels like you've got to come down at some point.
Okay. So I don't disagree with you at all, okay?
I don't think it's going to happen, but that's
No,
just my theory.
not yet. I just happened to check SmackDown. Because remember, I remember when they first went on sale, I was like, I'm not going. I'm not going for the same seats that are double the price. Well, I just happened to check for the hell of it, and they went back down to what I considered normal. So I was like, okay, that's what I used to pay for it. That's what I'll go and do. Well, then it turns out they had other sections and other seats available for 30% off. That show was not sold out for SmackDown. The top of the arena was pretty much all tarped off.
Oh, for Charlotte.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I know I was listening to Brian Alvarez. He was going to go to Seattle. And he's like, to get me and my daughter to go, it's going to be $600 for a Raw. You're out of your mind. A regular ass Raw? No. And that's not
Oh,
the
yeah.
floor, you know? It's we talked about this when Mark Shapiro of TKO came out and said, we have to maximize our ticket value. This bozo does not understand wrestling. It is not the UFC. Like, as much as I want to fight it, families do go to this stuff. They can't afford these prices for a multitude of reasons now. You can't afford them. So this is what you're going to get. I mean, you can talk about everything else too. So.
Well, it is one of the other things that we talked about in the group chat leading up to this. You start to wonder with the amount of world traveling that the WWE itself is doing,
Yeah,
how
that was a good
much
call.
that is hurting the international sales for WrestleMania, because I don't want to, not to be xenophobic, I would say, but just to kind of point out the crowds, like I don't feel like there were as many foreign nationals at, say, was it WrestleMania 23 in Detroit that we went to?
Right. Yeah.
Like the difference between international crowd from that to, I would say that it first became noticeable to me when we actually went to WrestleMania was the one in Atlanta.
Oh,
And
okay.
I can't remember
I was 27.
20. Okay, so yeah, like I feel like it started leaning a little international right then, and I think it became bigger after that, and we skipped quite a few years of going in that time frame, I feel like. Yeah, I do kind of wonder if just because it's just, I mean, they've done France and they're going back to France. They've been in Germany. They've been in Saudi. They've been in Italy. They've been in Ireland. They've been in England multiple times at this point. They've at least sent contingents over to Japan at times. I don't feel like a whole lot of that has been recorded, but I do feel like they've sent crews over to Japan on a fairly regular basis. And yeah, you do kind of wonder if they're doing themselves they're cutting themselves off a little bit where, hey, if I can save flight, vacation time and everything and just pay for your event in town, you kind of wonder how many less internationals there are at these things these days. Like, and I mean, because it's been a while since I guess that is the other fun interesting thing. Like, it's kind of been a while since I've been to a WrestleMania at this point.
Yeah, last one was what, 32? No, 32, right? Because we went, well,
No,
we went to 30
33 was New Orleans too.
again. Okay, so that was the last one we went to then, right? Or was Dallas after that?
No, Dallas was 32, so that was the year before, I believe.
Oh, okay. So I think New Orleans is the last one we went to. I went to.
Yeah, I believe that's the last one I went to too. So, yeah, I guess we'll find out when we're actually there. That is one of those things that it may, but I do think even from that time, like the number of international shows from when we went there in 33 till now is it's just grown leaps and bounds in that department.
Yeah,
You know, like,
34 actually, excuse me, 34 was New Orleans again.
oh, okay.
Okay.
We did skip a year in between. Okay, that makes more
Yeah.
sense.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. But, it's, I agree with you though. It's like they just, and they even had like PLEs over there too. So they weren't just, they had house shows, they had the loops and all that, but they had actual
Oh.
events. They had Raws, they had SmackDowns. So you didn't just get a house show loop. You got, your TV events. Now, it's not the same as WrestleMania, but all the points you made, yeah, they're correct. If I can go to Battle Clash at the Castle and get four matches over there and take the train home instead of spending thousands to fly, thousands on tickets and lodging and all that stuff, it does matter. And it also So that was a good point you brought up, and I was like, oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess I feel like there's probably a lot of factors playing into why the ticket sales are not where they're at. Because and I do think that you were the first to bring it up in our chat, but I definitely saw it online, like almost immediately after this news came out was everyone wanted it to be in New Orleans.
Yes. We were getting ready to book the day they announced it. Like we all said we're going. Because Chris has never been in New Orleans. So I was like, yeah. It's no, it'll be a it's a little kind of a time ago now. Won't be going quite as crazy as last time, but
No, I hope not to have somebody incapacitated for half the trip again.
oh my God, damn, that's right. That was the last time someone missed WrestleMania. So yes. No, yeah, that's a big thing. They went all that pomp and circumstance.
It is kind of, it's really weird that yeah, that they took it away from New Orleans because yeah, it's just such a perfect venue for wrestling where everything is walkable, the hotels are nearby, the food is just blow your mind awesome. Yeah, and it's not that expensive, also, on
No.
top of all of
Yeah, at least it
that.
wasn't last time.
Which
So, yeah, no, New Orleans is just a great, yeah, for everything you listed, it's great. I mean, we didn't even have cars when we were there. It was perfect. So to
yeah,
like
you
take
can
that
literally
away.
walk everywhere there, and I do feel like Las Vegas has a similar-ish vibe. But I guess how many years has it been now that was kind of part of our just package for why we went to certain events is just like venue. And yeah, like we're going to Las Vegas. Definitely not my sexiest pick as far as location goes. I've been to Las Vegas. There are other cities that I like more than Las Vegas.
I've never been. So,
So,
the only reason I'm going is because the timeshare. That's the only reason. I was like, well, that's pretty cheap. So, yeah, okay. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be going. I mean, especially just seeing how much the tickets are. I mean, it was.
Oh yeah, and that is kind of wild. It's just are we gonna get a refund if they drop the price of these?
No,
The
no,
answer is no,
no,
but
you're not. And it's like, well, that's going to leave a sour taste in people's mouths too. It's like, because of your bad business decisions, I have to, like, not I have to suffer, but it's like I'm paying because you guys can't do business correctly. And that's what it really comes down to, is they grossly overestimated the market value for this event, especially having it in the same place again. They've never done that before. So, like 2 years in a row. Now, Dallas and New Orleans being kind of close together, it didn't seem to hurt anything. But there's so many different factors that go into this outside of creative.
And I mean that is a whole giant can of worms that could be easily talked about too.
Yeah, but I honestly think it's ticket price. Like the three big things are ticket price, the international people who apparently Vegas is very expensive now. It used to be you go there, you spend a lot, but you got a lot out of it. So then, and then the other part, I guess, is like international politics is playing a part of this. I mean, people overseas would know more about that than we would, like why they wouldn't want to come here. Or what the problems with coming here, that sort of stuff.
Can be a factor.
Yeah.
So yeah, there is definitely a lot of things working against the WWE with this year's WrestleMania.
Yeah,
And
and
yeah, to me, creative is definitely one of them. Not that, because I think that having us having recorded this for so many years at this point, it's just like, okay, I know that they don't really announce that many matches at this point.
Yeah.
It still feels like they have a little bit more, like you can either tell that they have something lined up or, yeah, you can tell that they have something else lined up and they just haven't officially announced it. And I don't get the vibe, with that at all.
Well, I think Chris and I talked about this a little bit. I think the Royal Rumble was planting the seeds for plenty of this stuff. And because, I mean, one thing they haven't even touched on this, Asuka and Kairi Sane. They haven't gone back to that. Like Kairi cost and Asuka in the Royal Rumble. They haven't even been on TV. It's like that seemed like that was going to be a match at WrestleMania, you know, like the culmination. And again, WrestleMania is still 2 months out, but it's like, and then you have like Oba and Brock Lesnar facing off. Okay, that could be something. You had like some of the women's tag teams were mixing together. You had a little tease with Charlotte and Tiffany Stratton again. I don't know if they want to run that back, that disaster of a setup, but the match was good.
I feel like things will go a little bit better with everyone involved. I would
Yeah.
I feel like people have learned lessons since then.
Well, I would hope so. Well, maybe. But it's like,
That's why I said I
yeah.
think.
But it's like, it's so they set up some of this stuff, even like Raquel and Liv. And then they went away from it. And then they kind of came back to it on that SmackDown I went to with Raquel kicking Liv. And it's like, oh, okay. But then Liv's going after the champion. So how the hell is that going to play out? You know, like, well, wait a second.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Raquel could cost her the championship at the end of the
Could be, yeah. Drag, God, they're gonna drag it out 2 months. You
day.
know, I mean, that's fine.
There are so many times where you feel like this is gonna happen, and then it just hasn't happened,
And
especially with
that's,
this version of Judgment Day, where it's just like,
oh.
I don't even know what to tell you here, guys. Because even after this latest kind of tiff, like, I don't get, I don't get what's going on. Like, why is Finn involved with these clowns anymore? Like, I don't.
Yes. And I but that seems to be like that's the direction it's supposed to go. Because like Dominic came back just to be with Liv and be there with Raquel. And it's like, well, you know me, I've always thought it was fun. It's a fun dynamic to have the females be the main characters or be like the leader. Well,
Oh.
Dom is like Liv's puppy basically still, even if, you know, he's getting his own.
Oh,
So
right.
say
Yeah.
they
They
kick Finn
definitely
out,
kept
but
that power dynamic between those two, where he is definitely being led around on a leash when Liv is involved.
yeah. So it's like Judgment Day almost seems like it's evolved to be Liv's group with Raquel and Roxanne with Dominic, and Finn and JD are the odd ones out. And that's okay. You know, like,
Yeah,
that's all right.
given the history of Judgment Day at this point, getting kicked out of it is kind of standard.
Yeah,
Like
exactly.
it's like you have your time there, and then someone replaces you.
Yeah. But it's like,
It's
if like the rumors
been a
of,
wild group.
yeah, but it's like, if the rumors of Triple H looking to change the card that he had for WrestleMania are true, then yeah, I think it's fair to question what he's doing because you have 2 months to write shows, come up with a creative, which is, you know, his command, to make the matches you have compelling enough to get people to want to buy them. And I think that's a big problem right now. There's not a whole lot of compelling stories, and that falls on him and his staff.
Oh yeah, 'cause yeah, I the if there were seeds planted at the Rumble, nothing has really been followed up on. And there's nothing like,
Yeah.
'cause even I it feels like staying on the Liv Morgan of the Judgment Day part of things, she still kind of has. It feels like this is leaning towards it's going to be her and Stephanie Vaquer at WrestleMania, but she still hasn't officially declared that she's going to take on Vaquer. So like there is like CM Punk and Roman Reigns is legitimately the only thing. And there does not feel like there's any other direction that is happening other than that that seems clear to me.
Yeah, and even the problem with that is it's gonna die down because we've got a detour with CM Punk and Finn, and Roman's just gonna disappear again. It's hard to have compelling TV and a compelling story when one half of them's not there. And this is
Oh.
just how it works with Roman. So you've got to figure it out, but like, all right, what are we going to do? Have CM Punk talking in the wind for a while? Or because, I mean, no one believes Finn's going to win, right?
Oh,
So,
no, Finn is not in a great place right now to take advantage of things.
yeah. I mean, unless they're using this as a vehicle for Finn to, like, Dominic messes up and costs him the title. So they have Dominic and him at WrestleMania. I don't know. At least that's a story. But Finn's not getting cheered. The Dom train's left, you know? People want to cheer that guy.
Oh yeah, because even his absences haven't helped him out in the cheering department. You know, sometimes that can or at least make people forget that they started cheering for you. Unfortunately for Dom, his time off TV has not done that.
No, I
So.
mean, even AAA audience cheers him. And he's done nothing but act like the exact same thing. So it's like, well, okay, you know?
Yeah,
So
douchebaggery wins the day.
yeah, so it's like, all right, well, I don't know what you do. So it's like this idea that, right, we got to hurry up and change what we have planned. Well, no. Put the goddamn plan in place and start
It
giving it to us on TV.
does. Yeah, it does not feel like there was a plan in place at this current time. Like again, like I acknowledging that there are generally not a lot of matches planned at this point, you start to get the vibe about what some of the matches should be or likely will be. I feel like in years past and this year has been really bad in that department where there are just not even seeds anywhere about well, I what. I guess Cody versus Drew was something that they maybe planted, but also could just be something that ends up happening at Elimination Chamber if they want it to.
Yeah. Well, but I think Elimination Chambers can be another four match card, which is another giant problem.
Oh.
You know, like
I think that's maybe an understated problem of the 4 to 5 match card is that it just you just by virtue of not having a lot of matches, you can't feature a lot of people.
Yeah. You can have backstage segments all you want, but that doesn't get people, you know, invested in other stuff. So you gotta have something. And not random tag matches. Like, what was that? Dragon Lee and Javon Evans this week against Rio and Bravo? Like, all right, good match, but so it's just a showcase for Javon. Well, what's Javon got going? Nothing. Well, who cares? Put him in something with some meat, you know? But it's like this has been a problem for a while, and I think it's finally coming to a head for whatever reason. I still think it's a TKO mandate not to give away too much. But it can't be proven,
Oh.
you know? Because it's not WWE, which is what everyone keeps saying. I brought this up Tuesday. WWE, like, oh my God, can you believe WWE is doing this? It's not their decision. It's TKO's decision. Yes, Nick Khan's the president. He probably has some pull there, right? You know, obviously. But TKO is the one setting the prices. So do you think they're not setting a mandate for other things as well? Just saying.
It would be surprising if they didn't have some type of input into things. And that could be causing its own level of problems that we are definitely not getting recorded on Unreal.
Oh, yeah. That fake ass show. Everyone thinks it's real. But yeah, it's like the injury bug doesn't help because Braun's not going to make WrestleMania now. So, okay.
And that is the other wild thing. Like, just like one of the few things that you probably could have said looks to be some type, like you, at a minimum, you're like Braun Breaker is getting some type of feature match. With whom? Not completely sure. He's getting some type of a feature match. Like, and he gets injured, and it's just like there is a giant void that, I don't know who they really have to replace him
Right.
at
I
this
mean,
juncture.
because the top of this card is so heavy with the same people. I love Drew, don't get me wrong. God damn, it's like he finally won. Good. He beat Sammy. Good. But it's like, okay, so we're gonna get Cody and Drew. Add Jacob in there. Okay. Well, what do you do with Randy then? Like Randy's been floating around with absolutely nothing to do. But again, kind of the same old. But also, he was the most over guy on that entire show, maybe outside of Obafemi. And I am not exaggerating. That guy's
Oh.
over already. So they
Yep.
better have something good for him.
No. Yeah, unsurprised by that news, quite frankly.
Dude, that was so cool.
that guy just he puts on a good aura and a good look to him. And again, he's I was pretty interested, though not completely surprised, that he's like, "Hey, man, Ivar has helped me out a lot
That's
on another podcast." And it's just like, yeah, and I feel like Ivar's told you the right thing. You don't need to do flips; just toss people around like a fucking shot put, like you used to
exactly.
do, and
Oh,
it
wrestle
just
like a big
call it.
man?
Yeah, just wrestle like a big man and call it a day. And Bo was like, "Oh, okay, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
This is not a problem."
Right. And I might like if they really want to go with a new creative direction, you know what? Give us some matches where we go, wait, what? How about Obafemi versus Drew? Why not? You know? Have put Oba in the
Oh.
elimination chamber, he wins. Everyone's like, wait, what? Oba goes to WrestleMania and beats Drew. There you go. Yeah, a little biased. I'm a big Obafemi fan. But at the same time, you want something new? Well, Braun's on the shelf. Hey, here's the other shiny new toy. Go ahead. You know?
Yeah, well, yeah, I feel like you made something of a point earlier, is that no matter what the combination is at the top of the card, it's gonna feel reach ready. Which again, like, is something that can go back to the ticket sales argument. That doesn't help either. Like, there definitely hasn't been anyone all that fresh at the top of that card. It's wild because even it's starting to dawn on me that is this the third WrestleMania for CM Punk since his return, I believe now?
Oh, third, yes, second competing. Because
Oh,
remember, he
okay.
was hurt.
He was injured. Okay, for the one. But still, like, it kind of goes back to the he's been back in the WWE for a while now. Like, to me, 3 years is enough time. Like, he has been away from AEW for more time than he was, or as much time as he was with them.
I remember him being in AEW. I thought he was just gone for 10 years. That's pretty obnoxious too. So, but yeah.
So Yeah, like even him at the top of the card, like it's not completely fresh. Like he's the freshest guy at the top of the card.
Yeah. But that match
And
with
he
him and Roman is pretty fresh, though. You know?
well, yeah,
So.
it's one of the few things that they could do that hasn't been done, and they've done enough to tease it. They've done a good job of setting that up
Yeah. Yes.
already.
And
Like for the for as much of the downside to WrestleMania that we've talked about amongst this ticket sales stuff, I do think that that's one of the few things. Just like I am looking forward to that match in particular.
yeah, hopefully that's Sunday. So,
I am still going to be shocked if it is not Sunday's main event.
well, we forgot about them. We talked about it Tuesday, but WWE shutting down the bars, showing Saturday's event. And I'm like, that's fine. I'll just bring my Roku with me and we'll just watch it at the hotel. Like
Oh yeah, I was
a
just
bunch of dumb
like,
assholes. So.
yeah, that is one of those things that ends up coming along with bad ticket sales. Is they're like, we want to get people into the event. Like I feel like that's a tried and true thing that I know has been happening for a while at this point.
Yeah. And it's also like, in that respect, I've always been this way. Well, show it at the bar and then put on a show that makes them go, oh man, I messed up. You know, on
Yeah.
TV, they always have something on TV if it's a holiday that the show's just kind of like, oh, it's a 4th of July popcorn party. Like, no, have real matches, have real outcomes, and it's your fault for missing it. You know, make it must see
Yeah.
TV to use that old term. Not, well, no one's going to watch it, so we're going to make sure they can't watch it. Like, no, make them suffer. Like, make it be the greatest wrestling event ever so that they have to buy tickets right away. It's like to never doubt you again. You know, take some pride in it. Not like bow down, like, well, we'll just take it away. Take it away from them. Like, okay, cool. So, but yeah, but no, it's like,
Yeah, there are definitely ways around that these days, which is problematic for them.
yeah, like,
And for the bars that will not get tabs.
and that's the thing is part of the reason that Vegas wanted WrestleMania again was to help with tourism because it's significantly down. So what do? You put on a big event with a lousy build. Underperforming, and they'll probably still get 50,000, right? But it's not
Well,
60. So,
yeah, that is the other thing. Like you're still sitting on like 10,000 tickets at least, if not
right.
15.
Yeah, I mean, they've sold, I think, 32 or 38 each day, if not more. That's a lot of people still, but it's not a lot for what they wanted. So, you know, it's still like, it's still gonna be it'll still probably be a success because Vegas is paying you to come there. You're automatically
No.
making money. So, you know, but
Yeah. Does not mean it's necessarily going to be a completely quality event.
yeah. So it's like, I know it's like WWE really kind of took over the show this week, which is fine. And I know we've been going a while, but NXT,
Oh yeah, that's the only bad thing. Like I don't see the time count on
yeah, either do I.
this version. So
Yeah, you know,
yeah,
it's a monthly subscription. Why would they make user-friendly stuff? You know, stupid assholes. But no, like NXT this week, there's not a lot to talk about other than they're definitely in a transition phase. With the men for sure.
It
And
has been wild how men heavy this show has turned into.
yeah, and also, oh no, like it's a real, this is what we got, like, oh, and my thing is I feel like having Joe Hedry win the title is a half measure for their reboot. Him, he, Ricky Saints, and Tony D, get him out of there. Like, do what happened when Vince kicked out Triple H. Hey, here's all the old guard. We're gonna shit on you with all these new guys. And then,
Yeah, it's
commit
the
to the new guys.
NXT Black and Gold versus NXT 2.0. I believe that's what they were calling that.
Yes.
It does feel like that kind of situation could come up here.
And fine. Now we got some obviously diamonds in the rough, when that was a rough beginning. And it's worked out. Well, either do it or don't. So maybe they're using Joe Hendry to sell some tickets for WrestleMania, and he'll lose to whoever they want. Maybe him and Cutler, I'm sorry, Cutler James can be the main event for whatever takeover. God. So bad. It's so bad.
Cutler James got some mic time this week.
He did. Yep.
Yeah, Dark State not really doing themselves a whole lot of favors, in my opinion.
Even Saquon Sugars seemed off. And he usually kills it on the mic.
Yeah, he not his best effort. This
Yeah, it was
week,
weird.
yeah, it was a bad week all around for them on the microphone.
Yeah. But it's
So.
like, if they're committing to this, they commit to it. We're finally, I hope soon, going to see Zarya destroy Sal Ruka. Like, oh my God, how long is this going on? For the love of God.
Yeah, like I would not have been offended if that happened after the match. Like I feel like Zarya honestly has waited too long at this juncture really to get her revenge. And Sol would be just a complete moron to tell Zarya to come out during the championship match itself.
Well, you can already see what's going to happen here. At least I think.
But I would be shocked if that's not what ends up happening.
Well, my thing is
It's
like
the same thing.
it seems shockingly obvious. Zarya's going to cost her the title on purpose and then beat her ass up. That's
Yeah.
what that seems likely. And that's
Yes.
what should happen.
It's
Like,
definitely
God.
Wrestling 101.
Yeah, just please do something. Please do anything. Even if Zarya's like, screw this, I'm going to TNA. All right, fine, whatever, man. Take that thickness with you. I'll follow. So it's like, cool. But oh my Lord, JC Jane, she doesn't need to be there either. There's so many placeholders for the women that are ready to move into her slot. It's time. Get her to the main. And Saul, get him to the main. Get him out of here. Let Jada Parker cook with the title for a while. Just something. I mean, Kendall Gray's obviously the future, but
Oh yeah, and even Renson Claire making a good showing for herself, continuing to make a good showing for herself, I would say. Kendall Gray has really busted onto the scene, but Ren's holding up her end of the bargain, I feel like at this point.
But it's like,
Oh.
but it really is like, of all the men that are still around, there's Shiloh Hill. And who else? Like Uriah Connors teasing that David Finlay may show up doesn't exactly do it for me. Like, okay.
Oh, well, if they well, and what was it? Oh, I saw that. Hold on, is Uriah Connors the one with the mustache?
Yeah, he's the skinnier one with the mustache. Yeah.
Okay.
That's Vic Finley's kid.
Well, yeah, and everyone, I guess, what, why am I blanking on Pillman's kid now?
Lexus King.
Lexis King already kind of talking about the problems of being born into a wrestling family. And I was like, oh my God, are they really going to do this? Is they because obviously that's why they could be talking to Charlie Dempsey. Ariana Grace is on the list because and isn't who's Stax kid? Isn't Stax someone's kid?
I'm glad you mentioned that because I don't know. Let me see.
I feel like it was someone that oh no, that wasn't him, but yeah, I do feel like there was someone listed for him too. So yeah, like it would be wild if they had a stable like that. I don't know what to think of it because I'm not quite sure who the leader is. Like, it's almost another Dark State situation where I'm like, there isn't a head to this table here. Like, we're all just kind of average Joes here. What are we doing here? We need at least one top dog. Like, that's the way a group works. I'm sorry, everyone.
So he's not technically, not technically, he's not listed as being from any other wrestler's loins.
Oh, okay.
that some people, all right, this is Google AI, by the way. While some forum users have playfully or incorrectly suggested he is the son or grandson of wrestling legends like Haystacks Calhoun or Uncle Elmer. What? Oh my God, Uncle Elmer. Damn.
Yeah,
All
they
right.
are really they're really pulling one out there with the Uncle
Yeah.
Elmer.
A famous wrestling wedding, WrestleMania
I
1.
mean, tip of
Yeah.
the cap for that one. But yeah,
Jesus.
that one does not smell of 100% factoid.
Yeah, I mean Ariana Grace, obviously Santino Marella's daughter. So
Yeah.
maybe that's why. I don't know. But yeah, it really is a hey guys, just do this. Just do it. And send Joe and all them off. And you know what? If you're that into what's his I'm sorry Carver what the goddamn what's his
Oh,
first name
Keanu Carver.
that's right Keanu Carver if you're that into him go with it you know hey we'll have our Oba Femi 2.0 that's fine it worked out quite well for Oba so you know
Yeah,
go for it
if you think you can pull it off again,
yes absolutely just
go for
do
it.
something. Ugh. And by the way, before we go to AEW real fast, I think that's the end for Josh Briggs, right?
Oh,
That was
yeah.
rough. That was rough to watch.
That was my groan as I kind of scrolled through here to see if there was anything else important to talk about. I saw that matchup and I'm like, oh yeah, I was like, you do not want to answer your phone, sir.
Yeah, or
Yeah, that
just no one's calling you to renew that contract. That's what that seemed like to me. So
Yeah, like I yeah, there's no other conclusion that I can come up with for that
yeah.
situation at all.
Yep. And
Just
he's had
absolutely not.
tons of chances. He'll be fine on the indies. Maybe he can find himself again or find himself, period. I don't know.
Yeah, it's always one of those things that I'm kind of interested. No one's ever really said it out loud of what really went wrong. You know what I mean? Like, because it's always wild to me. It's like, what did they, like, what did they want out of them? What did they feel like they were missing in this situation? Yeah, you're never really going to hear that part of things. They might vent about this thing or that, but
And it's always like what they made you do, not like, well, did you play the game? You know? So, stuff like that. But, yeah, I was shocked. I was like, oh, he's going to kill this guy. And he lost like a minute 30. It's like, oh. Him and Brooks Jensen. I think that's of all the people on that team, Fallon Henley's the one that looks like she's going somewhere. I didn't see that coming, to be honest. But
Yeah, she's definitely held her own when she's gotten in the ring, so tip of the cap to her. Like, I'm not sure that she'll ever be the star, but I would not be shocked if she's around for quite some time in some capacity.
Well, I was on that tip, like seeing Kiana James in person. I said it to Chris like this, and I mean it in the most polite way possible. That woman is stacked, you know? She looks big, like bulky, if you will. She's not a thin woman. But she's also fluid. The way she was running around, I was like, wow, I did not see this coming at all. And she just looked good. Like in person, like she ticks all the boxes, as they like to say. So I think there's something there with her. But
The announcers have definitely pushed her it's unnecessarily in some people's view. But also I feel like she has kind of a pedigree in the athlete department. So I'm not completely surprised either. Like, I feel like, it's one of those it seems like it's taken her some time to get her ring legs back
After
under her,
injuries and all
and
that.
yeah, it feels like she's finally starting to hit her stride at this point. And it also helps that they've also like just been more in ring time. Like, for whatever reason, her and Julia have had a lot of tag team matches in the last, say, month. And that's really kind of helped get her some additional ring time, and it feels like it's helped to knock off some of that rust that was on there, because she was not on TV consistently. Like, she was wrestling like once a month before, even with the whole Julia sidekick gimmick going on. Business partner.
Which, that's an obvious. Obviously, you can shed that easy, you know? So,
Oh, yeah.
yeah, I was trying to see like what she used to do, like athletics wise, but can't see anything. But we do need
No.
to talk about AEW a tad bit. I liked the show enough. It was fine. But it was a weird show. Like the title match, title changes out of the blue kind of surprised me. And I'm like, oh. But they were also followed with something like no one like it the championship changing hands didn't even get a chance to breathe. Like
And both situations are just the one situation.
I think both, really. I mean,
Oh yeah.
so
Oh yeah. It did not breathe in either situation.
yeah, because Kyle Fletcher wins. Immediately challenges somebody. It's Mark Briscoe. They're going to finish that feud. And it's like, damn. Like, okay. Like, I don't know. I guess with so little time before Australia, which I don't know why they felt that there was a need to add another match, but okay. But then Tekla winning in a match where both of the audience just goes, okay. That th they start beating Chris Statlander down. And then what are they called? They said it a ton of times, like
The
something,
English birds,
the battling birds,
battling birds.
brawling birds.
They can't. We can't have two brawlings, right? They've got to be the battling birds, right? Let's see if the
I hope it's brawling. It is.
Yeah,
Yep, brawling birds. Yep. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
it's
they did
like,
not record the name in the write-up here.
yeah, it's Brawling Birds. I just looked it up. So, but it's like,
Okay.
Tekla wins, a shock win to me, because Statlin looks like a fucking moron. She challenged her to do a strap match after getting whipped. So, you're gonna introduce a strap daddy. She didn't really hit Tekla all that much. And then Tekla's
Well,
whipping.
it was kind of funny that the announcers are like, man, she doesn't seem very good with the whips. She should just clothesline her. Like, that's more
I mean, I'm
effective.
wrong. And then Tekla's like, I don't know. She's got charisma, but she's done nothing to impress me. And like, she was wildly sloppy. She smacked Statlander in the face with the strap. And you heard, I think it was Excalibur. He just goes, Jesus, he hit her in the, or she hit her in the face. And Danielson telling you he's not enjoying this, dead silent when that happened. And what's Tekla do? She goes and does it again. But luckily catches her like the catches her on the neck. And if I'm Statlander, I am punching her straight in the nose. Like, calm your shit down, rookie. God. And I'm sure people get mad calling her a rookie, but well, when you act like it. Jesus Christ. But
Oh,
I could not believe
I
that
guess
that happened.
they went to it so frequently that I just kind of accepted that that was something that was planned to happen. You know what I mean? Like,
Don't know,
I think
man.
it's wild to kind of plan something like that. Like, yeah, just slap me across the face with that thing, huh? How about no?
Yeah, no. I mean, that could have been it. But if that's the
Yeah.
case, then that's when someone steps in and goes, no. The straps are there to whip each other on the back. The safest part for that stuff. Or your butt, whatever. But everywhere else, yeah, you can actually really hurt yourself. And then I guess you can use the buckle to bust open if you want to. Fine. But after, outside of that, like, come on, be professionals, man.
Well,
This wild stuff that they want to do for no reason. I don't even mind the title change, but it was a very lukewarm title change. I don't know.
yeah, that said, I definitely had mixed feelings about it because it felt like they were finally getting somewhere with Statlander's reign, and then they take it away from her. The upside is they have screwed over so many people. AEW, Tony
Yeah.
Khan has cut the legs out from so many people. I'm like, okay, I guess he carried through on Tekla here for this win. I'm with you though, as a general whole, like where I've started to like her more and more. I also feel like it's just like, oh, like this, like she's not so can't miss that this needed to happen.
Right. Yeah, this didn't need to happen.
Yeah,
But
like it's just like just let her, maybe build up to this at a later, let this be the stepping stone that gets her to that eventual victory in a
yeah.
championship match.
But it was like Statlander's reign wasn't good, to be honest. She just kind of suffered from when Hangman was champion. There was really no one. You know? Like Hangman's first reign.
Oh.
And that's kind of what Statlander's was. Like they had like, especially with Willow winning two titles. You know, so
Yeah, they really took away one of their cards before they could even play it.
yeah,
You
and then
know, like they still kind of had a beef not that long before that, and they made up, and then everyone wins a title, and everything's got to be hunky dory then.
yeah. And I'm half expecting them to lose their titles to Megan Bain and Penelope Ford as well. Maybe that'll be the whole thing. But I've been asking for surprises. I guess these are like 50-50s. I'm not too upset by it. I just don't want to see any Kyle Fletcher matches. I watched like the last 5 minutes of it, and I'm sure I'd be like, oh, it was great. I'm sure it was, whatever. I just,
I did enjoy that match quite a bit, to be honest with you. I am in that camp of enjoying that one. Yeah, I'm done with Don Callis, just as
No
a
kidding.
general whole. Like, it really is. It's just a real turn off at this juncture. And I didn't really kind of mind too much. It'll be weird to see what happens to Tommaso Ciampa here. Like, is
You know exactly what's going to happen.
yeah, I feel like his shiny new pet status just ran out
It's all
already.
over. Yeah. He was one of the only guys that came in, didn't lose. He actually won a title this first match, has one more match, and then loses it. And okay, I signed another WWE guy. Thanks, Tommaso. Yeah. That's honestly what I think is going to happen. So, you
I
know,
don't
it's.
know if he's really going to get much further in AEW than he's already gotten at this point. Like,
Yep.
him being TNT championship champion is probably the ceiling.
Yeah.
I in no way see him being their main champion at any
Oh,
juncture.
no. And I don't even mind him winning a TNT championship because that's what it used to be. Remember, Cody used to like have people come up from outside the company.
Oh.
You know, they didn't beat him, but it was always defended. So, you know, that's basically their equivalent of their TV title. So good. Use it like that.
Oh yeah, it can hot potato a little bit more than some titles.
I think the most title defenses is what, eight? Is that what it was? They mentioned it before. So it's like, oh,
Oh.
okay. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Wouldn't
But
surprise me.
yeah, and it's like Private Party being just shoved on TV after 13 months. It's been over a year since they've been on TV.
Yeah, such another one of those we've talked about this situation, I feel like, ad nauseum recently. Like, why are you putting a returning team into this situation?
It's
Like, what are we doing here, guys?
I get the feeling like all those rumors about them going to NXT and this and maybe their contracts were, I don't know, maybe the contracts were coming up and Tony's like, hey, I'm gonna extend some time and I'm gonna put you on TV and try and get you to stay. For why? I don't know, but I'm gonna try.
The only thing I can say positive about this is if they seem to be putting some effort into the tag team division at the current moment.
Yeah, and apparently the Young Bucks have been putting the time in at the gym again too. That's kind of nice. Like, and Matt
yeah.
or Nick doesn't look like a total like just string bean anymore. At least he's got abs.
Yeah, they've definitely changed up the workout routine a little bit there. But yeah, like I guess I did not love really for either Private Party or the Rascals to
Yep.
be in the position to just already put over the Young Bucks.
Already lost. Yep. At the expense of another FTR Young Bucks match. Like, why? You know?
Yeah, they're trying to reconstitute the tag division, and that feels like that's one of the last matchups they should go back to.
That just seems like the match that should happen when one of them are just leaving. Like that last, like that final time where the FTR's retiring, the Bucks are retiring, maybe they're leaving. I don't know. That match just seemed like that's when it should have happened. So,
Yep, but we're getting now, and I'm just not excited about the Young Bucks, not excited about FTR, honestly.
no.
Yeah,
Yeah, no,
boy,
not a.
that really does it pretty much for Dynamite, though,
Yeah,
because the
Takesha, the haircutting. I don't want Daniel Garcia on my TV anymore, but they just insist on putting him on TV. Just,
Yeah, Roger Strong turning on Orange Cassidy.
good. What?
This
So
was one where it's just like, why did you keep on hanging out with them?
yeah,
Like,
Kyle
to
O'Reilly's
me,
gone.
it's more on Roderick Strong than it is on the conglomeration. It's just like, just stop hanging out with people you don't like, dude. Like, it's not
Yeah.
that hard.
And like, I don't feel bad for Orange Cassidy either. It's like, well, get your head out of your ass. This guy's been saying he's not one of you for how long?
Yeah, why would you want him as the tag team partner?
Right. And then what else was on the show? Oh, Mina Shirakawa getting her extensions cut. Okay. All right.
Don't still don't really care about that stipulation.
No, it's pretty clear going to be Wheeler. Unless Tony Storm's going to take it and like for the shock value of it, but I honestly don't see that happening. But, you know, maybe.
I guess to me, everyone except for Orange Cassidy is an option.
True. But before we go, I will say this. That Grand Slam Saturday, that is a pay-per-view level show. I mean, have you seen the card for this? This is a pay-per-view caliber show. It's crazy. Let me pull it up real quick.
Is that the 'cause is that the day before?
Whoops, I messed up.
Is that the day before the pay-per-view?
No, there is no pay-per-view.
Oh,
There isn't a
okay.
pay
It's
th
just
yeah,
oh,
there
it's
isn't a
just a
pay-per-view
TV
until
show.
April, I think.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that last week.
It was.
So it is just a TV show in Australia.
Yes, and apparently that they hadn't really advertised. So I'll be very curious to see how this turns out for them. I'm on Wikipedia. So yeah, we got Orange Cassidy, got the hair match, Hangman and Andrade. Moxley versus Takeshita for the Continental, Babes of Wrath for the tag team titles, Kyle Fletcher, Mark Briscoe for the TNT championship in a ladder match, and then MJF and Brody King for the AEW championship. That, I mean, outside of adding Swerve and Kenny Omega, this could have been a pay-per-view for them. And I think it would actually sold pretty well. So yeah, that's crazy that they're giving this away on TV, but okay, you know, gotta do something. So I just want to give him some credit for built like we were saying, build up to a card, and all of these have a build up, except for maybe Kyle Fletcher and Briscoe, but whatever. That this is it's match number seven of an unofficial best of seven. So
It could end our political talk by talking about Brody King being held off TV
Which a which yes, go
despite the
ahead.
fact that they ran two video packages hyping up the match for that show. It's just like it's just one of those, you've got to be disingenuous here, people. Like, I don't even know what to tell you.
Well, it's funny because they
Because,
like it.
that's enough coverage. Like, that's all the hype they needed. Like, I mean, they did all the hype the week before. Like, that's all you needed
Well, especially
to
when you're already in
advertise
Australia
that.
doing press. So yeah, he's not gonna be there. But it's like WB came out, I was like, we didn't say anything. We have no say so in this. And Tony Khan was like, no, they didn't tell us not to have him on. He was supposed to be in Australia. That's why he wasn't on. And it's like, you know, why like I understand the times that we live in. I didn't want to say that, but I just went with it. So but it's like to how can I say this? To overestimate the importance of a wrestling audience yelling or chanting fuck ice is like, well,
Oh.
all 600,000 people saw it, and they tried to make it a thing, to market it, to get it out there. And hey, that's to their credit. I'm not criticizing that decision.
Right, but it's still only penetrated so far.
Yes, and it's already forgotten, but now they bring this up to keep it out there. And it's like, it's not going to go away. So if you were going to keep the guy off TV for this week, do you think Australia's not going to do it too? Because it's now turned into a wrestling chant. That's always going to be there now.
Oh.
Until Brody loses Saturday and he goes back and him and Tommaso can hang out in catering together. Which we both know, like, where's Bandido? So,
Back in ROH.
the point's always proven with simple pointing out of the facts. Every time somebody gets a real big bump, they're gone.
Oh, yep.
So,
Bandito would be great to have on the AEW roster. Much like our still missing why am I forgetting her name already now?
oh, Athena.
Athena.
Yep. It's like,
You
if you have
know.
a championship reign of 3 years and it's in a vortex, did it really happen? But that's the saddest damn thing.
Yep.
So,
Yep.
but
And
ROH is just there to make sure AEW wrestlers have someone to beat, even if you're the champion for near 3 years. So, I just love to see Bandido win just because it would have been different. Hey, if Brody wins, I'll be all for it, to be honest. Like,
Oh,
AEW's got to take chances.
it would shake things up.
Well, and it's also like, well, if he wins, all right, you've got like the liberal dude with the title belt with a crowd that chants fuck ice during his matches. Well, goddamn, he can make the rounds with that and get your company's name out there. Now, whether or not, you want him to get the name out there because of that, that's your call,
Right.
I don't know if the people who will be like very vehemently on his side are going to watch wrestling. So,
Yeah,
I don't know.
it's a I feel like it's only going to get you so far in the popularity
Oh,
department.
true. Yeah, I'm with you on that. But
You know, I don't you
hey.
know, I guess it might help draw some people, but I still feel like being more traditionally wrestling focused would probably help out more.
Yes. No, you're exactly right. But it's like, do you ride the wave? Yeah, I don't know the I don't know the right answer. Do you ride the wave or just go, we don't want that chant? So we want to
Yeah.
be inclusive and not exclusive? Excluded? I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever dumbass terms they use for stuff. So
Yeah.
we want to bring people together through our art. A professional wrestler. God.
Yeah, we
Yeah.
don't really need that. And that's never really happened either anyway, so.
No. I'm just tired of hearing people call it the art of professional wrestling. It's professional wrestling. Just cut it out. It's not the art of baseball. It's not the art of football. It's not the art of throwing a football. Like, just shut up. So.
Well, Wolf's Ridge knows how to make an art out of
Nice.
some belt time beers here. This was one of the lighter beers that I had in the fridge, and I'm slowly getting a smaller and smaller pile here. This one was their Caramel Macchiato Daybreak. It is their the Daybreak is their base cream ale. And this one has, as you would have guessed it, caramel, coffee, and vanilla. It is a delicious 5% beer. That nice light beer to have during an enjoyable conversation, ranging from Bad Bunny to more fuck ice chants at the end of it. Like, I mean, come on. Like, we started and ended on the same topic
Yeah.
with different people. So. That is the so yeah, should one find themselves in Columbus, Ohio, Wolf's Ridge Brewing is one of the best. I believe they distribute all throughout the state. So yeah, get your hands on some Wolf's Ridge Brewing beer if it's not even the caramel macchiato, because all of it's good. Suggestion from at DeFrank 11. He is at Granny Maze, the brand's at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us at other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
That again.